Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truth Ministries. I am your host, Pastor Lydia, and we are embarking upon Sunday school this morning. Amen. This is Sunday school, Genesis through Revelation. Amen. We have the beauty and the privilege of being able to see the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. So we are able to see those things that were spoken by the prophets and by the men and women of God that those that were in the beginning were not able to see. Glory to God, amen, for this privilege and living in this time when we are able to see the Word of God more perfectly than they were. But with also the understanding that they had the Spirit of God in the midst of them that was leading and guiding them into all truth, just as it is for us, only we have the privilege of having His Spirit on the inside when we accept Him and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I had a question, amen, about the song that I recited last week, and I'm going to recite it again, and I'm going to give scripture, amen, about that song as well. The song is, "The Mighty God is Jesus, the Prince of Peace is He, the Everlasting Father, the King eternally, wonderful in wisdom, by whom all things were made, the fullness of the Godhead in Jesus is displayed." Amen. It's all, the song goes on to say, it's all in Him. And then I want to call your attention to Isaiah 9 and 6. I hope you have your Bibles. I hope you have some kind of writing utensil, some kind of means of recording this, no matter whatever means that you decide to use. Glory to God, it's all good. Amen. As long as you have something so you can go back and look at the Word of God so that you can know these things for yourself, because you will stand before God for yourself. Amen. And you have to have knowledge of these things so that you can walk in them and so that you can have that abundant life that Jesus came here for you to have. He said He came that He might have life, and that you might have life, and that more abundantly. Amen. And that's the whole crux of it, is that God just wanted us to have more, amen, than we ended up with when sin came into the earth. Amen. He wanted us to be redeemed back to Him, back to our purpose. Amen. Back to the love of God. Glory, glory, glory. Amen. Isaiah 9 and 6, it says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon His shoulders, and His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Glory to God. And we know we saw those very things, amen, taking place in the Gospels when Jesus was born. Amen. The Lord gave His Son, the Spirit, the Father gave His Son to the world. Amen. And the government was surely upon His shoulders, not only the Roman government, but also the Hebrew government was after Him. Glory to God, because they did not understand who He was, and they were not ready for the coming of the Lord. They said they were, and they said they were doing those things to make themselves ready for His coming, but they did not recognize Him when He came, and that is why I'm saying that they were not prepared. They weren't ready because they didn't recognize Him when He came. But glory to God, amen. And the Word of God says in Isaiah, this is in the Old Testament, that His name should be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Amen. I'm going to take you to the New Testament, where John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. And it says, "In the beginning was the Word." Amen. The Word being interpreted, the Logos. I know many times we say Logos, but the Greek actually pronounces it Logos, the mind of God. Some actually call it the psychology of God. But, amen, I don't think that definition is good enough, amen, to just call it the study of the mind. No, this is the mind, the infinite mind of God Almighty. In the beginning was the Word. The Word actually precedes the creation. Amen. And we're talking about Genesis, the book of beginnings. The Word actually precedes the Genesis, the beginning, the origins of the earth. The Word preceded it. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." Amen. And as we go down to verse 14, "The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. That was in the beginning with the Word. Amen. That is the one who was made flesh and dwelt among us. He is the one whose name is Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. So my song that says the Mighty God is Jesus, the Prince of Peace is He, the Everlasting Father, the King eternally. That is absolutely accurate according to the Word of God. Take a look therein. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Last week we started at Genesis 1 and 1 in the beginning. God created the heaven and the earth. Amen. We're on verse 2 today. And I know it seems like a very slow, study, but I want you to get everything you can out of the Word of God. It is so important that we understand what is written and not be guided by those that are misled by the spirit of the enemy. Amen. And we're going to talk about that too. The spirit of the one who believes this earth is all his, amen, is the one who's leading and guiding so many in the midst, and we don't want to be deceived by him, because he's doing just that. He would deceive the very elect of God if that were possible. And yes, he does do things from time to time, amen, but we have the Spirit of God, and we are overcomers by His Spirit, but we have to understand what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us in order to use those gifts and those abilities that He's given us, and we have to receive His Spirit in order to have those abilities, amen. So that's why this study is so important. It's so important for us to go back to our beginning so we don't repeat history. Amen. And that's true in this day and age as well. Amen. If we don't understand where we came from, amen, we are unfortunately going to repeat the mistakes of the past. But it's so important that we go back and look at those things so that we don't repeat those things. Amen. We want to be progressive. And the only way to be progressive is to be in God. Glory to God. Amen. The verse today, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Amen. And we're going to be talking about the earth without form and void. Amen. There was a question, amen, in the study that I was looking at, and it was a study by another writer. And in the study, it said, what can we know about the things that preceded the events of Genesis? What does Genesis itself teach us about God's plan before the earth existed? And like I said, we actually have the honor and the privilege of being able to look back over the whole word, not just the book of Genesis. So as we study today, we're going to look at everything that the word says. And of course, you know, there may be scriptures that I leave out right now, but hopefully we'll catch them as we go along, because I don't want to leave anything out. But of course, I don't know everything, and I appreciate the emails, amen, and the comments coming forth. I appreciate the encouragement as well. Thank you very much. Continue to do so. Continue to send your questions on fireforgod50@gmail.com, amen, and I will answer promptly. If you don't hear from me during the week, I will answer during this broadcast. God bless you. We're going to keep move on in the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the earth was without form and void. Amen. I want to start even with the scripture that we started with already in John 1 and 1. Amen. And I'm coming from the New Living Translation. When I just read it to you before, that was from the King James Version. But I want to actually read from different versions and actually bring forth the word. Amen. So hoping to give more understanding, more clarity, but also letting you know what the translations are in the midst of that too. John 1 and 1 says, in the beginning, the word already existed. Amen. What I was telling you, the word preceded creation. In the beginning, the word already existed. The word was with God, and the word was God. Amen. And we go on down to John 1 and 14, and it says, so the word became human and made his home among us. Amen. The Greek translation is the word became flesh, and that is what is written in the King James Version. Amen. He said, and the word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. Glory to God. The mighty God is Jesus. The Prince of Peace, higher is he. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But we're talking about the earth being without form and void. Amen. We want to look at Job 38, verses 4 through 7. I mean, referring back to the foundations of the earth, this was a discourse between God and Job. Job was discouraged because of the things that was happening in his life, as sometimes we become also. And but he began to question God and his existence and the existence of the earth and why is this and so forth and so on. But this was God's response to Job. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if you know so much. Who determined its dimensions and stretched out the surveying line? What supports its foundations and who laid its cornerstone? As the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy. Glory to God. The word lets us know even right here that the angels, the sons of God, were present at the earth's foundation. They actually witnessed creation. The word says that the angels shouted for joy. Amen. Where was Job during that time? He wasn't there. Where were we during that time? We weren't there, but yet we question creation in the same manner that Job did. Only Job was a holy man. Many that are questioning creation in this day are theorists, they're scientists, they're atheists. They don't even believe that God himself exists, and yet he sustains their lives. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace. Hallelujah. Amen. As we go on, amen, getting to our scripture in Genesis 1 and 2, amen, there was a revolt in heaven, an angelic revolt prior to what we see in scripture. It's and scripture actually tells us that. Isaiah 14, 12 through 14, how you are fallen from heaven, O shining star, son of the morning. You have been thrown down to the earth, you who destroyed the nations of the world. For you said to yourself, I will ascend to heaven and set my throne above God's stars. I will preside on the mountains of the gods far away in the north. I will climb to the highest heavens and be like the Most High. Oh, my God. A revolt took place in heaven. Amen. And Jesus was there. Remember, in the beginning was the Word. Hallelujah. He was there in the beginning. He preceded creation. Luke 10 and 18 tells us, in the New Living Translation, verse 18 says, yes, he told them. He was speaking to a group of people. He said, I saw Satan fall from heaven like lightning. Did he fall? Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The devil claims the earth to be his stomping ground, his territory. We see this in his conversation with Jesus after Jesus had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And this is what the word says in Luke 4, 5, and 6. It says, then the devil took him up and revealed to him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. I will give you the glory of these kingdoms and authority over them, the devil said, because they are mine to give to anyone I please. Amen. The devil believes this to be his territory, although this is the creation of God Almighty, and he himself is a created being. Keep that in mind. Amen. We did not and do not see the original created earth, the one the angels have rejoiced over. We see the chaos that ensued after the fall in scripture. The earth was without form and void. Amen. Scripture says, in the Hebrew says, tohu is the word vain. It means chaos or wasteland. And vain is interpreted as bohu, which means ruined or wasted. This was the condition of the earth in Genesis 1 and 1. It was without form and void because the spirit of the enemy came, amen, and he made a mess of God's creation. Jeremiah 4 and 23 and 24 said Jeremiah had a vision in his day of the very thing that we see here in scripture. Hallelujah. Let's read it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it says, oh, Jesus, hallelujah. I looked at the earth, and it was empty and formless. I looked at the heavens, and there was no light. Amen. It was empty and formless and had no light. Isaiah 45 and 18, despite the chaos in the earth at the time and the wasteland caused by the fall, God created the earth to be inhabited and to be enjoyed. Remember, we're talking about the earth being without form and void. Amen. And in the beginning, God created. Isaiah 45 and 18 says, For the Lord is God, and he created the heavens and the earth and put everything in place. He made the world to be lived in, to be enjoyed, people of God, not to be a place of empty chaos. I am the Lord, he says, and there is no other. Hallelujah. I know the devil thinks that all things are his, but he is not the Lord. The Lord God Almighty, he is the Lord, and there is no other. No matter what anybody says, no matter what anybody does, no matter what scientific theories come forth, he is the Lord, and there is no other. There's no other name given among, there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, but the name of Jesus. The mighty God is Jesus. The Prince of Peace is he. The everlasting Father, the King eternally, wonderful in wisdom, by whom all things were made. The fullness of the Godhead in Jesus is displayed. We give glory to God on today. Amen. As we end up this time in our Sunday school, God bless you and God keep you. Come back next week for Sunday school, Genesis to Revelation. Amen. We're looking forward to a mighty move of God in your life. I send forth the blessings of peace, blessings of life in the spirit. I'm asking God to create an atmosphere of learning, to create an atmosphere of truth, to create an atmosphere of life so that you see what living really is, because life only comes through our Creator and God. Hallelujah. Jesus, glory to your name. In Jesus' name, God bless you all. Amen.